it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your thoughts in terms of how you felt that you stood up as an independent candidate going against, you know, the two-party candidates and your feelings afterwards?
Well, I'm very pleased, and I think that we need more opportunities for what just happened in this room today. I am so grateful to the media for the opportunity to have small presentations, but debates and discourse is what our democracy is all about. We had two televised debates in the spring. This is our first open election. Like, this is the opportunity that our public deserves to engage and to hear back and forth, ideas, response, rebuttal, big vision. Like, millions of dollars that have been spent on this campaign, and still today, I can tell you that I know very little about the candidates that are the leading voices at the forefront of our offices. And we need more competition, we need more debate, more dialogue, more discussion. We need a politics that brings people together, not a politics that divides. I want people that are coming to the table, not living in the shadows out of fear of retribution or a lack of funding. This is what single party rule has done for our city. There are so many people over the last 3-4 months that have denied meeting with me for fear of what might happen. People that aren't sharing their voices and their ideas. That has been the politics of division. We need a uniter, someone that brings in more talent, more perspective, more discourse, more debate, more ideas, more long-term vision. That's how we move forward in this city. That's how we help to achieve our potential.
What do you feel are the biggest issues? I know that there was a lot of issues talked about today, but what are some of the main talking points that you, as in your campaign, have tried to hammer home with the people and the voters?
Right. I mean, I think people feel disempowered. I really do. People feel frustrated. I don't know how many people during petitioning that would say it doesn't matter. They're going to do whatever they're going to do anyway. And I think that that's a really sad moment in history when we are as divided as ever and we don't feel people giving people an opportunity or a voice to be part of the conversation. And I think that that has been my role. To bring an outsider's perspective, to advocate for policy and changes that gets more people involved in the democratic process, that brings more voices, more involvement in the community. How often do we see the community's vision finish last? People on the outside looking in. It took community people to solve the Humboldt Parkway project, to get that neighborhood a second chance. Not one elected official in office today stood with over 60 residents from the Humboldt Parkway in determining the future of their community. Not one elected official stood with them. Not one elected official was an ally. Not one elected official came forward. And for me, that is indicative of something wrong in our system. We need to change the rules of engagement. We need this happening for the next 2 weeks. Which network will step up and host a televised debate for all of Western New York so that people outside of this room get to experience that discourse? I welcome that opportunity. I invite Senator Ryan to participate in that opportunity because we deserve that. 20 years in this community and we have not had a voice. We do not have representation. The best thinkers, the most creative people, they're on the sidelines, and we need them at the table. That's how we transform Buffalo.
What happens after Election Day if you don't win? How powerful or how strong will your voice be?
My voice is going to continue for the next however many years I'm in Buffalo, because that's what I have been committed to for 20 years. I've been a change maker. I've been an innovator. I've been people that hand the microphone to community people. a person that's a mentor for young people, someone that isn't thinking about what party or what funding or whatever, but about the greatest needs of our community. That's what we need. We need every person on every community street to start thinking about their neighbor, to start mentoring a young person, to start being a part of the solutions that are going to help our city. We can't always look to City Hall, because regardless of who is elected, whether it's a Gaynor administration or a Ryan or a Gardner, we need the active and engaged support of our communities, and we need to be able to empower them with that responsibility. If we're successful in doing that, then we have achieved the vision of leadership. We have achieved the vision of true participatory democracy. We have a long way to go.
How do you get the people to believe you there after so many years of cynicism?
You get people to believe by small successes. What I have been doing for 20 years in Buffalo is action. The rubber meets the road. We're going to make small, tangible improvements. We're going to invite people to the table. We're going to put together a world-class team of innovators and decision makers, people from right here in the city of Buffalo that feel like they're on the outside looking in. If we build that team and we deliver tangible changes, if we fully restore a Humboldt Parkway system and remove two urban highways and fully restore our Olmsted Park system, people are going to take notice. Something special is happening in Buffalo. That's how we tell the world about Buffalo. It's about engaged citizens doing transformational work and everybody being a part of the solution.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.